Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Mo, I know you discussed this on your podcast recently. I have never heard this phrase, don't even know what it is, so I'm looking forward to you explaining. What is hope fatigue, and why are young adults experiencing it?
So, yeah, I thought this was interesting because I'd actually heard some people on a different podcast having a conversation about it. And what they saw as what they believed hope fatigue to be and what it actually is was interesting to me. So I had to do some digging to figure out exactly what hope fatigue is. And what it is it refers to being so worried and anxious about issues beyond your control that you begin to feel apathy and pessimism. And a New York psychotherapist named Leslie Alderman, so she coined the phrase hope fatigue, and it's basically saying that today young adults have a lot on their plates. Personal challenges, academic pressures, work conflicts, relationship issues, and just the ongoing work of adulting in general and taking on the weight of a larger world today has caused 45% or more of a young adults to feel hope fatigue, where you don't have anything to look forward to. You don't feel that sense of excitement about much of anything in the future. And when they went deeper into the conversation, a lot of it really is due to the constant influx of information that keeps you glued to these like phones and the devastating news that's happening all over the world constantly. And before you know it, you're really more focused on that than any of the positive things that are going on or the positive things that you may have to look forward to.
I was about to say, because I was thinking in my head, we are inundated with negative messages constantly, whether that be just the news cycle and the headlines or just commentary on social media. So I could see how that would take a toll on your psyche and create hope fatigue.
So they started having a conversation that was interesting to me that I thought we could have, because they started asking each other as adults, right? Like, what do you have in your life right now that you could consider something that would give you cause to be optimistic about the future? And when they went around the room, what was interesting to me is literally all the adults in the room who had kids went directly to their kids. I'm hopeful for my kids, right? I'm hopeful for the future of my, which is great, right? She said, that's awesome. But what if you removed your kids, right? Like, what if you solely had to focus on you and something that you have going on? What gives you hope in your life about the future? And I was just shocked at how many adults sat there like, I don't know.
Yeah,
and they couldn't answer the question.
Well, it's funny because you said, when you first asked the question, the first place my head went was my son, Jimmy.
Right.
So now I have to remove that. And I'm like, what makes me hopeful for the future, for myself?
For yourself.
Or for like society?
Both. Both. Just anything that you feel gives you that feeling of wanting to be motivated and inspired about your now or your future. What do you have hope in? But again, everybody goes to kids, right? And the moment you say, nope, take the kids out.
Okay.
Everybody's stuck.
But that's why did I carry him for 9 months? I can't use him for stuff like that.
That's a good point.
All right. Well, Abby, let's start with you.
Okay. Because I don't have kids to begin with. So I already had to go straight to myself. I'm the only one I got to rely on. This is tough for me because I think up until this point in my life, I've always associated hope with my religion. As someone who's a Christian my whole life, for me, anytime I needed to put any kind of optimism or hope or just belief that things will get better or things are going to think there's always a purpose for your pain, I always associated that with there is a plan, somebody is in control, everything works out the way it's supposed to work out. Everything up until my life has worked out up until now. So why should I believe any different? And I think as I start to lose hope in that, I sort of have lost hope in life, period. So I'll be honest with you. I think I'm right there with that group that was studied where I kind of don't know. Like, what's sad and what's scary is like the only hope you have is in yourself. And that makes me feel very powerless.
Mm.
For me, as far as what I'm hopeful for in the future, I've accepted the fact that I can't change the world, but I can change my little part of the world or try to make it a better place. And that starts with, and I know I'm going to bring the kid in, but let me bring the kid in and then I'll move
outside.
I know I'm cheating, but let me bring my kid in. So I've been thinking a lot about the type of human I'm raising and the type of boy I'm raising and the type of man I'm raising, or however he chooses to identify as he gets older. And I want to create a person that heals and does not harm. And so that's, I've been very like, I see that as hope in raising a good human to leave the world a better place than he found it, right? Mm-hmm. So that's one focus. And then as far as my own personal hope, again, trying to not, I think it's fruitless to put so much pressure on yourself that on yourself that you're going to change the world. And for all of us, if we just focused on our community and our, like, even if it's just like in your immediate surroundings, just trying to make it a better place than you found it. So for myself, and just trying to be as altruistic as possible. And I, as far as hope, I see a lot of hope in the medical community and trying to find cures. And that's where I choose to put my focus and my hope.
That makes sense. And it's interesting because, Abby, like you brought up the dynamic of not having kids, right? And so our first thought is, well, it has to be about us. And for me, I saw that as like, I didn't have that out of where all my friends who have kids, it was like, that's where their hope goes, which makes perfect sense, right? Mm-hmm. But when you don't have kids, then where does it go? Like, you don't have that. And so what I read was one of the key factors to trying to find hope beyond is, your kids is just focus on what you can control, which I believe you pretty much mentioned, Chris. Like, you can't, things you can't control, that's what bogs us down, because there's nothing you can do about it. So for me, it just became like, if you can find a way to evolve every day, right, become a little better of a person, of a human being every day, then I feel like that benefits everybody around me who needs me to be a better human being, whether it's my lady, my family, myself, whomever. And outside of that, I really didn't have a deeper answer, because I think I'm struggling too, like a lot of other adults in that area. But I think if you become better every day, you do the best you can every day, I hope in the end that will make for improvement.
I mean, that's all we can do.
That's all you can do.
Well, I mean, if you said that you hope for the future that things are going to get better, at least you got some hope somewhere.
I found a little hope.
A little grape in the bottom of the hope barrel, but we're going to get some.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.